News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
So there's plans that or suggestions that Ireland should develop its own liquid natural gas storage facility. That's going to be debated in the Dáil today. And one of the people who is strongly opposed to the notion is Roderick O'Gorman, Green Party leader and TD for Dublin West. Roderick, obviously there is an aim to shift the nation to renewables and the vast majority of the political spectrum are aligned in that goal. But we're not there yet. And in the meantime, is there not a strong energy security argument being made for having our own liquid natural gas storage capacity?
Good morning, Anton. I have two major worries about this proposal. And speaking to your point there, the first is about energy security. And the best way to achieve energy security for Ireland is to produce our own energy here via renewables. And what this proposal is going to do, it's going to lock us in to using LNG, which we've seen from the recent war in Iran, is subject to major price spikes and also restrictions on supply, as well as being emitting large amounts of carbon as well.
So why do you say it will lock us in?
It will lock us in because the state is proposing to invest 900 million euro in this particular piece of infrastructure. So that sunk cost will mean that this is going to have to be used well into the 2030s, well into a period when we should actually be reducing the amount of gas and particularly highly polluting LNG that we're using in our system. So this is brand new fossil fuel infrastructure costing just short of €1 billion that the state is about to invest in now. And while I absolutely agree in that point of energy security, we have a choice. We have a choice to go down this route of locking us into LNG, or we have a choice in terms of enhancing the electrification of our energy system here in Ireland, continue to build interconnection with the UK, with France, with other countries, roll out offshore wind and improve battery storage in our country. Those are the steps that will actually give us energy independence, that will allow us to control our energy here in Ireland.
Now, you said you had two concerns and I cut across you. The first was that it would lock us into the continued use of LNG. What was the second?
So the government have put a provision in the bill we're debating today that exempts this particular project from scrutiny under the Climate Act. And that completely makes a mockery of the steps that have been taken across the country to reduce emissions. It's really dishonest. It undermines climate action. And it's actually going to force other sections of our economy, of our society, to make even deeper cuts in carbon reductions to compensate. And this is the third bill that the government have actually pulled this trick on in the last 2 months. And fundamentally, it's a targeted effort to undermine the steps set out in the Climate Act to actually deliver us reduced use of carbon in our society and actually deliver us the energy security that we need for renewables.
Will people listening to this say this is another instance wherein the Green Party is willfully deluded about realpolitik, that the intent might be laudable, but that there is still a necessity while we are in the interim phase for this kind of thing, particularly when we look at what had happened to energy prices off the back of Ukraine and off the back of the US attack on Iran?
Well, it's what happened to energy prices in both of those conflicts that makes me think that the position the government's taking is completely wrong. Like, LNG shot up 46% in one day at the start of the recent Iran war. The Ras Laffan LNG terminal in Qatar, that was the first victim of the war in Iran. That was shut down for weeks because it's in a volatile position. So the government is proposing that the answer to our country's energy security is to use this fuel, LNG, subject to these major price spikes, located either in the Gulf or in the United States.
But with the proviso that we would have
the Trump administration.
But with the proviso that we would have significant storage on the island of Ireland.
Well, no, it's not a significant storage proposed in this facility. It's a facility that would see tankers coming in, docking in Ireland and delivering it here. And this energy security, let's be clear, Anton, the best case scenario is that this facility will be up and running in 2030. That's in the situation where there's no delays. So what I'm saying is we have a choice now. We can lock us in to this expensive and this highly polluting fossil fuel and spend the 900 million euro, or we can make a choice to enhance the electrification of our energy system. I believe that's better for Ireland. I believe it'll give us better energy security. I believe it'll get better prices for Irish households, but it will also achieve that goal of reducing our carbon emissions, a goal that this government is getting further and further from.
Roderick, thank you very much. Roderick O'Gorman there, Green Party TD for Dublin West, and of course, Green Party leader.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.